how is adjacency defined when it comes to navigable waters under the Clean Water Act? In Monday's oral arguments at the Supreme Court, that was a question debated frequently between the justices and the plaintiff's lawyer, Damian Schiff. Here's Schiff's argument on behalf of the Sacketts.
Mere adjacency itself cannot justify the agency's statutory jurisdiction for a number of reasons. The text of the statute says, setting aside even of the United States, the text says that if it's not even a water, it can't even be regulated. And the plain meaning of water, as elucidated by dictionary definitions and what have you, is not, is streams, creeks, rivers, what have you, not wetlands.
At issue is the standard for what wetlands are covered under the Clean Water Act. Schiff noted wetlands are regulated, but not all wetlands. There is a lack of clarity. In the second hour of oral arguments, Acting Solicitor General Brian Fletcher said a test is needed to determine which additional waters are covered. Justices asked Fletcher how a reasonable person is supposed to know within a watershed whether or not their land is adjacent to waters of the United States.
Joe, I think we are talking about adjacency, and that may not be something that gives you bright line rules, but it rules out things that are many miles away.
Does it? Are you sure the EPA would take that view?
I've asked this question. The agencies have told me they do not draw bright line rules. They do not think 300 feet is unreasonable for adjacency.
So how about 3,000 feet? Could be?
I don't know the answer to that, Justice
Gorsuch. Could it be 3 miles?
I don't think it could be.
So it couldn't be 3 miles?
I don't think it could, Justice Gorsuch.
Could it be 2 miles?
That, again, when we start to talk about miles, that sounds too far to be approximate to me. Again, I see where this is headed.
If the federal government doesn't know, how is a person subject to criminal time in federal prison supposed to know?
A response from the Supreme Court is expected by the end of the calendar year. The outcome is important for agriculture. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer says if a farmer has to get permission from EPA or the Army Corps of Engineers to work their own land, farmers don't have much control over what they own.
Agriculture is going to be the most impacted, either favorably or unfavorably, by this decision.
With new justices on the Supreme Court, Cramer is optimistic they will set a narrower definition of WOTUS, providing more certainty. Separately from this, EPA is also trying to redefine WOTUS. Cramer thinks EPA's definition may wait for the Supreme Court. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.